This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? It's your boy, comedian Joel Byers, and welcome to the Tight 5 Podcast, a proud member of the Hot Breath Comedy Network. These Tight 5 Podcasts are designed to be your quick guide to comedy mastery, where every Wednesday you can hear quick clips and interviews about the craft of comedy and how you can get better faster. So thank you for listening, and Hot breath. You make white jokes on a need basis, you know. So that was a need basis for the most part. And then we weaved in other stuff, did some roasting as well, which is another fun skill set to exercise every now and then. And I'm overall happy with it, you know. I think we could actually do, this would actually be a, what would that be? A Tight 5 podcast, actually. So I'm back in my car. So that's a good note for comedians out there. An unorthodox show. You know, I'm in a ballroom. It's dimly lit. I'm the only white person besides the bartender, so I was able to play off that. People were walking in, like, late. The show, the party already started late, but then people were walking in late. Those kind of shows... See, stand-up comedy is great because it gives you so many different skill sets. Beyond just standing up there and telling jokes. The more you do it and the more comfortable you get on stage, the more you're able to just be like, okay, let me go perform at this random birthday party I don't know anybody at. Or, okay, let me go perform at this strip club and still be funny. Or so many different conventions. I performed on sidewalks. I performed on public buses. The whole point of performing in those unorthodox places, I mean, you know, besides the check, like I've said before, this is like... You're a comedy mercenary, all right? You sneak in, you kill, and you secure the bag. Get out before the enemy fire takes off. So in that situation, it's all about having fun, okay? So we all, especially as comedians, want to be like, but I'm an artist, and I have opinions, and people should know my thoughts, and I'm brilliant. But listen, your job is to be funny first. Cool. It's cool if you can make jokes about unfunny topics and things like that. A lot of people want to be George Carlin, but hey, it took George Carlin years and years of stage time and understanding comedy before he could make things like the banks funny or the Illuminati or whatever. So pump your brakes if you're early on in comedy and just focus on getting funny first. What is funny about you? What can you make funny just first, all right? Once you have a more well-rounded understanding of comedy and how it works and how you can create funny material, then you can get into the more, you know, taboo topics or in-depth stuff. But starting out, just have fun and just focus on being funny first. So regardless of where you are in your career, those kind of gigs where... Is that a... Oh, I thought that was the popo. I would have been fine. But anyway. Because... Like the jokes we made at the beginning of this video. Long story short, in this Type 5 podcast, comedians, when you're doing these unorthodox shows, don't get so caught up in the set and being rigid. But honestly, use this as an opportunity to be more of a performer, just more about having fun and being in tune and in rhythm with the audience, okay? We can get in our heads about, but I wrote these jokes and it's funny. But sometimes in that kind of situation, it's more like a bob and weave. So in this set, I would like... Stick them and move. So I may throw out a joke and then throw out some improv over here. Throw out a joke. That didn't work. Okay, maybe I can react to them not laughing. Or maybe I can react to that guy's shirt. Okay, these people just walked in. Let me react to that and then maybe get back to material. And it's a dance, you know. And the more you do it, the better you'll get. I got to be honest. You know, I'm over 8.5 years in. Walking into that, completely not knowing anyone, completely unorthodox comedy environment. I was nervous and like, hey, this could go either way, but you get paid either way. But you want the long, okay, I think I said long story short before, but as I'm wrapping this Type 5 up, the whole point is to perform at any show as if it's like Madison Square Garden. Perform up, okay? Don't just phone it in because you're in this hotel ballroom. It doesn't really matter, whatever. Listen, you never know who's in that audience. I gave my card to like 8 people in there after this show. So hopefully this one gig leads to multiple other gigs and multiple other bookings because I was a quality act at this show. So always be on comedians. It may be 3 people in the audience, but guess what? One of those 3 people may be the owner of a nightclub or a bar that wants to start doing a weekly comedy show and pay you $500 a week to book it and run it. You just never know. So at all times, perform up. And that being said, that was the Type 5. So thanks for listening and tuning in. We'll be back again. Type 5.
That's it for this week's Type 5 Hot Breathiverse. I hope you found it valuable. And if you want to join the conversation, head on over to our Facebook group, Hot Breath Comedy Network, to give your 2 cents on the topic discussed today. And I hope to see you there. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.